Joan Rivers and her daughter Melissa are no strangers to television. Joan made her TV debut telling jokes on The Tonight Show with Jack Parr long before she went on Celebrity Apprentice or began selling her jewelry on QVC. Melissa has appeared on everything from red carpet fashion interviews with her mother and Celebrity Apprentice again with her mother to ABC's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Joan and Melissa have a history of making TV appearances together, but now they have teamed up for their own reality show called Joan and Melissa, Joan Knows Best, with a question mark at the end. It premieres a week from today on Tuesday, January 25th at 9 p.m. on WeTV, and I'm very pleased that it's brought Joan and Melissa Rivers to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
Great to see you.
I guess that title is Making Fun of Father Knows Best?
They picked it, I think.
Yeah.
It's cute enough.
Yeah.
It's Joan and Melissa. You know, I mean, they spend so much time looking for stupid titles, and it always comes down to, did you see the so-and-so show?
Right.
Are you watching Oprah?
Yeah.
Well, but, Joan, what are you doing in New York? Didn't you move to Malibu to live with Melissa?
I'm in the process, but I'm never going to give up my New York apartment. What this show has taught me, and that's just the first season, is I cannot leave New York. I mean, I'm leaving New York because business. We do the Melissa produces and I do Fashion Police for We.
No, for E.
For E as compared to We.
We, yeah, so it's
well,
all
We
good.
Is like E except has a W in front of it.
Right, yeah. But now We is now We TV.
Mm. And so, E has the
exclamation point. So, you know, subtle yet significant differences.
But you're not pursuing a movie career, so.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are? So that's another benefit of moving to Los Angeles?
Please, Betty White, that old bitch, back from the dead. I can do it, too.
But also, Fashion Police is a weekly show. So whether my mother wants to be there or not, she's there a minimum of 3 to 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because, knock on wood, we have a show that's in production that's a weekly.
When did you first begin appearing together on television?
I think I was still in utero.
Yeah, I think she was. Well, God knows.
Was it for the pre-award show for the Golden Globes?
That was our first big thing together. Was the pre-show for all the award shows? I think that was the first significant thing.
And we did it because nobody else wanted it.
Really?
Melissa was working.
Now it's become something that we expect.
Yes,
the red carpet show.
Yeah, the pre-show.
She was at CBS this morning,
and you know it was just.
And then she went over to E.
And then it all sort of just snowballed from there.
Well, you seem to love Angelina Jolie's sparkling green dress at
yes.
the Golden Globes this Sunday.
Well, actually, I thought the dress was okay. You probably didn't watch this. I have a
no, alas. I was out having a wonderful dinner.
Yes, alas. I don't want to hear alas.
Well, I was still celebrating the Jets game.
Yeah.
Which I understand completely because to watch the pre-show and to run from room to room between the Golden Globes, which was work, and the Jets game was not an easy day for me. Especially because all my teams are out, which is like the nightmare.
Well, I'm a Jets fan.
Well, no, and all I kept posting on my Twitter was, someone must stop the Pats. So I was very happy.
But thank you.
Because my Eagles are out.
We watched the thing. Now, Angelina Jolie, she's a movie star, and there's so few and far between these days.
Anybody else really grab
a movie star? Nicole Kidman, a movie star.
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas walked
stars.
In and owned the place.
Those people have a special glow. I remember being at a party with Nicole Kidman, and I knew something was happening behind me, even though I hadn't seen her, just because
there's
this aura. And the old movie stars all had that.
It's an energy.
I hate to say it, and God forgive me, Joan Collins walks in a room, that old tramp, and she really...
Still owns it.
She owns the room. She has a presence. She has the style. And they don't make them that way anymore. Now they kind of like schlump into the rooms.
Well, with that in mind, how do you think Ricky Gervais did on Sunday? Did you watch it?
We loved him. We thought he was hilarious. But when you hire Ricky Gervais, what do you think you're going to get?
I felt terribly sorry for him. He came out and he made some remarks. And, you know, it's a little group in there. And it's a family. And he started right in on that stupid movie, The Tourist. And Angelina and Brad were in the room.
And Johnny Depp was also in the room.
And Johnny Depp, that's how you forget that guy, that wacko was there too. And
I'm glad you're pulling punches.
Well, Johnny Depp, come on. Johnny
the
Depp.
The best cheekbones in the business,
yes,
don't you think?
But he can't walk through a room without 12 people trying to sell him marijuana. He's just... You know, so they kind of when they never came back. What did you say, Melissa?
He lost them in the first 30 seconds, and they decided never to come back for the rest of the show, pretty much.
Who had the idea for a reality show featuring the two of you? Did you think it was a good idea when it was proposed?
We've been offered reality show after reality show after reality show. A lot of, hi, you'll live in a house, and you'll set your mom up on dates, and she'll set you up on dates. And we're like, eh, you know, so obvious. A few years back, my mom spent some significant time in L.A. doing a play and had her own apartment, and it was great. And then a couple years later, all of a sudden you find out, hey, our E! Show is going weekly, and you're going to have to be here. And we went, okay. And my mom was going to stay with me while she was looking for a place. And suddenly we went, we got another offer for a reality show. And everyone went, wow, now it's actually an organic, real situation.
But the show switches back and forth between the East Coast and the West Coast.
No.
Only
initially.
The first episode.
And people all say, I think it's a bad idea for the two of you to live together.
My friends went crazy.
As did mine. Mine were not so happy either.
And her significant other went nuts. What did he say? My parents stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Very gracious.
Well, that's also, because you you don't seem to be pleased at the fact that Melissa, a grown woman, lives with somebody out of wedlock.
I am from the generation, unfortunately, I still don't like it. I think it's wrong. Just get married, for God's sakes. It's the same thing. Just get married. And that's just my generation. And I find it uncomfortable. And
you
yet
do
they're
know
very
a lot of
happy.
People.
It's
Mickey Rooney, you got married and divorced something like 8 or 9 times. Yeah. Is that a good idea?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it is. I'm from that generation.
Yeah, but you don't want to, but the bottom line is, for me, I've been there. I've done it. I don't want to get married again. It's my decision, not his.
I hate grown children.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, I think if it was that he was the one that didn't want to get married, my mother would be really uncomfortable with it. But it's me. It's not anyone else. It is me.
I was surprised that people were concerned that the two of you would have a hard time living together because my sense of Joan is that she's a workaholic and she's probably never at home anyway.
Yes.
But she does make her presence known in those snippets of time that we do have together.
I am Chris, my life is so erratic and crazy. I never know what's I like everything in order. And I know I walk into Melissa's house, and before it's hello, it's, why did you put the lamp there? That's usually a greeting. Or,
yeah.
This bulb is out.
Yeah, or usually it's
so you're a control freak,
or something about my front lawn. Yeah. From the gate to the door, there's definitely usually something. Okay, for example, yesterday we were leaving to come get on a plane to fly to New York to come here today, and it had been very windy, and there were leaves on my front stoop, and we're literally walking to the car, and she's like, "Could you get someone to sweep those up?" I'm like, "The gardener's coming, and they will blow everything." No, this needs to be done now.
The gardener's coming Cinco de Mayo.
She also has a kid. Kids make messes, don't they? Does this drive you crazy?
No, because she stayed in her cage, and whatever happened in her cage, she had her own. No, I was good with you as a child.
Yeah,
I remember my ball rolling. They were immigrants, so everything was a step up now. The ball rolling to the living room, and I stopped. You were not allowed in the living room, and I watched my ball go into the living room. My mother, my God.
I just remember.
A tough mother too, Melissa?
Oh, I think I'm strict. I'm tough. And I try and limit the disaster to certain areas. And, I will say to Cooper, hi, this all has to be cleaned up before bed or before whatever. But it does, and he's 10 now. So it's like there's shoes everywhere. That drives me crazy. And socks. There's dirty socks everywhere. I'm like, how come? I don't get that. Like, but
he's
it's
straight.
But it's kids. Like a guy thing. Like, he leaves drawers open. Like, and Jason does that too. Like, I don't understand. All my guy friends, you guys can go to a cabinet and open the door, like in the kitchen, and take out a glass and just leave it open.
We pay a price. We usually bang our heads on the door
later.
The next
but
time
what
we go
is
by.
That? I don't understand.
It's called a non-gay child.
My guests are Joan and Melissa.
He's not
in Melissa.
Agreement. He does it too.
Their show, Joan Knows Best, which will premiere a week from today on. The 25th at 9 p.m. on WeTV. Okay, so on the one hand, Joan, you don't approve of Melissa living out of wedlock.
Right.
On the other hand, you were rather upset that she wouldn't – didn't you encourage her to pose in Playboy?
Yes,
topless?
For Playboy she turned down a few years ago, which killed me.
Why?
Why? because these days that's the business these days. You make your porn film and you become a celebrity. You know that. I'm looking. I hit the docks every 2 weeks going, who wants to? My sign is.
Well, you actually, there was a video was suggested by the producer of Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah.
And the two of you disagreed on whether to do it.
She wouldn't do it. A lot of money. And listen,
yeah,
look at the Kardashians.
It's just not something I have a son. And it's not something I don't want my son to have to be, you know, in school when someone's like, dude, sorry, mom's here. Like, I just, you know, it's not me. It's not me.
Were you concerned about your son being in the show?
To a point. Again, it was such an organic situation that if he was there, he was there. If he wasn't, he wasn't. We kept to his normal custody schedule between myself and his father. So, you know, it's a 50-50 split. So my son's only there half the time.
But he loves it.
He loves it. He loved having the crew around. He loved craft services because he could use my – I would catch him eating junk and the guys feeding him all the time. So he had a wonderful experience with it just because of the camaraderie and the people and the free candy.
The last time you were here, Joan, was to talk about the documentary made about you called Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work. And in that documentary, Melissa, you suggest that your mother might think she wouldn't compete against you, but she couldn't really hold herself back from doing so. And that without realizing it, she can do things that are very destructive.
Yes.
Did that turn out to be the case in the filming of the show?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, I think I'm very I think I have tremendous perspective on my mother as a person and how that affects our relationship.
Does this stuff bother you at all, Joan?
Oh, tremendously. And the show, which is very funny, we really, at one point, I left. There are a lot, but every mother-daughter, put two adults that are related to each other into the same household, and one used to have the control, and now the other has the control. It's,
you can only hold your tongue for so long. Mm.
Yeah.
But also when your parents are around, you do feel a bit infantilized whether you want to or not.
Well, and all of us revert to probably our worst teenage years immediately because I don't go to work and go to my boss, Ted, stop. No. You know, and I go home and I'm like, Mom, I don't want to hear about it. You know, we all revert.
And
she reverts too into like suddenly she wants to go and ground me and you can't do this. Really?
Go to your house.
You know, what are you going to say?
Go to your house. That's it. Give me the car keys. We're all four cars.
Well, you're getting a place of your own.
I'm getting, but it's very hard. I thought I would be out of there fast because the guest room is not a major guest room. First of all, it's downstairs where the garage used to be. So she lives in Malibu, so I get an underview of the ocean. I could see like Noah going around there. I thought it'd be very easy. It's hard to find a place out there that's really nice and not too big but not too small.
Do you like to drive?
I hate to drive.
And she's terrible at it.
Thank you.
Yeah. But it's not that there aren't nice places in L.A. The problem is it's really a size issue. You haven't found the one yet.
Yeah.
How do you – your mother was on the show in another past life to talk about her plastic surgeries. How do you feel about her plastic surgeries?
I feel that at one point enough is enough.
And we talk about that.
And we talk about that on
the
show.
Has she ever encouraged you to
– on a daily basis.
Really?
Yes.
What does she want you to improve?
Everything. Everything. You know?
You're an attractive person. Well, what's the problem?
I'm Jewish. That's a – you want children to be
I'm
perfection.
Not make that joke. Okay.
I want – look at the Kardashians. I mean, when I first met them, they had big noses and they were hairy. You work on yourselves. I thought these were three girls in a fur coat. And now look how beautiful they are. And Melissa's beautiful. She'd be more beautiful.
At last Friday's Critics' Choice Awards, you shared some words on why you thought A Piece of Work wasn't on the Oscar shortlist. Were you surprised the film wasn't chosen?
No. It's a wonderful documentary. It's now out in DVD. But we were told we were winning all kinds of awards in England, all kinds of awards here. And one of the very big people on the board of the documentary committee said to us, on the Academy Award Committee, said to us, you're not going to get it. You're not relevant enough. You're not socially significant enough.
Yeah.
Enough.
There wasn't enough social significance.
I should have carried a crippled child around. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was very significant. It's about perseverance. It's about ageism. It's about women in the business. It's about pushing forward, not being defeated. I thought there was a lot of stuff in there. And it got tremendous reviews. But obviously we didn't. We weren't.
It wasn't.
What did you say? Tell what you said.
So the Critics' Choice, it was hilarious when they showed, you know, and the nominees are Best Documentary. And it goes like, hi, we're all going to blow up. You know, first movie was, we're all going to die in 2012. And the guy's going, we're never going to survive. And then it's like, death and destruction in the Middle East. And it's pictures of body parts and people going, we can't continue to live like this. And it's something about, you know, it's Waiting for Superman. Our children will never be educated and it's all over. And like, you know, water, there'll be nothing there. And they show a clip of someone, just, you know, and they go, Joan Rivers, a piece of work. And it's a clip from her, the part of the movie that's like her on stage. It was like a joke.
Well, I can tell you, I'm guaranteed to get at least one complaint that I had you on the show instead of talking about some disaster that's happening somewhere in the world. But
well,
we also got a
thighs.
Listener comment that said, Joan Rivers is one of the hardest working people in show business. Her determination to swim upstream in a business of rejection is something to marvel at. Go, Joan.
And, that's lovely.
I'm sure they say go, Melissa, too. Their show, Joan and Melissa, Joan Knows Best, premieres a week from today on WeTV. I'm very pleased that they were with me today.
Thank you. It's always great to see you.